Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning into the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning into the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, today's weather right now is 75 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 83. And tomorrow, partly sunny, 85. Wednesday, sunshine, 86. 88, Friday 88, Saturday 87, sunshine. excuse me, guys. And it looks like, it's going to be sunshine all week long, right? Like we're going to have good sunshine for the rest of the week. And this weekend. So, again, set things up, guys. Get out there and get those barbecue grills going. Get everything running and right this weekend, right? Got great college football coming up this weekend, as we did over the past weekend. Had good pro football, although Falcons can't seem to grab a hold of anything. They just have lost all traction, right? They've lost all traction and can't get their footing. Can't get their footing. And it's sad to see, but, you know, it looks like it's going to be another year of just bad, you know, another year of just bad. But regardless of that, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's let's see if we have a word of the day in here for us already. Should be something popping in here in just a second. I think I've seen this one before. Manifesto. M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T-O. Manifesto. Manifesto is a noun, and it means a written statement declaring publicly the intentions, motives, or views of its issuer. Okay? A written statement declaring publicly the intentions, motives, or views of its issuer. Okay? Okay, so that's a word of the day. That's a pretty good word. And you guys grab a hold of that and use it how you want, right? Use it how you want. Now, what, you know, he's saying, Frank, what, you know, helped you to decide that this is the topic or episode that you wanted to do today? Well, part of it is the not only I've been talking a lot about Bill Cosby, and you know, then this stuff comes up with this this Supreme Court nominee. Okay, this stuff comes up, and it seems like that we're having a problem within the you know, like executive offices and managers and stuff like this who have, what do you call it, who has, like, not just power over you. No one has power over you, but they are your superiors. And they're your managers, and then the managers, bosses, the executive managers, and the executive assistants and the CEOs and these big guys in these companies, these big executives, judges and senators and all these type people who are really, really crazy people within themselves. Okay? I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. You know, these people have power and money, and they think that they can judge or throw something on somebody and not be held accountable for it. Well, it's coming to stream now where these women, and I applaud these women for, and then I know I put it out there for women, but there are, you know, a lot of men out there who also get sexually harassed at work. And not just at work, but, you know, a lot of different places, okay? There are beautiful women out there. There are beautiful men out there. And I'm just saying, there are beautiful women out there. There are beautiful men out there. There are women who will do anything to a man. There are men out there who will do anything to a woman. There are men out there who will say anything to a woman. There are men out, women out there who will say anything to a man. And sexual harassment doesn't doesn't necessarily have to be a touch. It doesn't have to be physical. It could be verbal as well. Men saying something to women on the lines of, I'm gonna get some of that. Or, the same way around with women, say that to men, I'm gonna get some of that. And that's a form of sexual harassment. Okay? And it's serious. Okay? It's serious, and people can be severely punished for that. Okay, Bill Cosby got years in prison. This guy who's the nominee for the Supreme Court judge, I think he's about to fall apart, because I think he did sexually assault that lady. And although it was well over 20 years ago, just like what happened with Bill Cosby, although it was well over 20 years ago, it still happened. And something should be done about it. And this lady said that she would, she probably would have taken this to her grave if she hadn't found out that this guy was going to be up to be a Supreme Court judge. Now, somebody's lying straight through their teeth. Okay, one of them, either her or him, they're lying straight through their teeth. And what I mean by that is, she says he did what he did, he and his friend did what they did to her. And, laughed about it, whatever, as they were doing it. And she was only 15 years old. Now, I don't know exactly how old he was at the time, but, a 15-year-old and, say, 17, 18, 19-year-old guy, that's statutory rape. That's a serious allegation. That's called serious time, right? So now, instead of going ahead and saying that, okay, we're gonna go ahead and vote, and if we get the good vote, we're gonna go ahead and nominate this guy to be the Supreme Court justice. Well, some Democrats and some of these Republican senators said that let's put it off for a week. Let's get the FBI in here and investigate for a week or so. We know what we're looking for. We know who to talk to and all this. It isn't like you out there blind right now trying to find clues and this and that. You already know who was there, who you need to talk to, what kind of things you need to pick up. Okay? So what I'm saying is that once the FBI go through and do their investigation, they're going to bring that back to the senators, and then the senator's going to make a decision from there. Again, either he is or she is lying through their teeth, straight up in front of everybody, a bald-faced liar. Doing who's lying. Okay, I'm being mistake. If this judge, how could you still vote for him? A yes vote for him to become a Supreme Court justice? How could you? And if she's lying, I mean, I believe that she'll be crucified in the media. Okay, she's actually already being crucified in the media, but she's a credible she's a credible lady. Okay, and so I just from her words, her statements, and what she believes in. I just don't think that she's lying, okay? But I'm interested to know who is, okay? And so when we get back to talking about women that face workplace sexual harassment, and why do they accept it? It's because, you know, a lot of them don't want to lose their jobs. They have great jobs, living a good lifestyle, and something like this happens. And then now they don't want to come forward with it because they're afraid of being ostracized for it. That means, you know, being fired, out of this business, this and that. So they don't come forward with it. But the problem is that if you don't come forward with it, then that person is going to go and do it to another person. And then if she doesn't come forward with it, he's going to go do it to another person. And so on and so forth. The same with men. If men don't come forward and say that they're being harassed sexually harassed, and again, it doesn't have to be a physical touch thing. It could be words, verbal. And it's hard to prove because, you know, what are you doing? Are you recording the conversations that are being had? You know, how did he touch you? Did he touch you there? Did he touch you? She touch you here, there? And there aren't really any facts. Something, you know, it, like in another case where you got a document or you got a murder weapon or something like that, those are hard facts and hard evidence. But in these cases of workplace sexual harassment, you really, unless you have a witness who saw it, heard it, whatever, then, you know, these things go unseen, not even heard about. And again, that's a problem because these things going unheard and unseen, then they'll go and do the same thing to another person, and it would be the same way. If I knew that, you know, or if a woman knew that, hey, if I could come forward with this and, you know, they say we're going to let you go, then we're not only going to let you go, we're going to let him go as well. Okay, but he may be the big executive in the company. The reason this company is flying so much. Okay, we can't let him go, but we have to let her go. Okay, so that's a reason. That's one of the reasons why women get into these sexual harassment cases and don't want to come forward with it, okay? And then a lot of them don't want to have their face out there. They don't want people talking about them, saying that that's the girl who said that Charlie sexually assaulted her one night after the office party, or one night after work at the office, or one night after they went out for drinks at the office. And that's a reason. Another reason why you don't go out with, you know, people that are part of your workplace circle. You shouldn't, you know, go out and fraternize after work hours with someone within your work circle, especially if they're subordinates and if they're female. Or if they're male, if you're a woman, you just can't do it. I mean, everyone understands that if you're attracted to someone at work, that things happen, right? But you can't make that known at work. Okay, you have to, get out and make things happen outside of work. You know, if that's going to be the thing to do, a lot of people fall in love with someone at work, and they end up being be fiance and then husband and wife and go on and have a happy life. That happens. But other things also happen from work. People get sexually harassed. People get sexually assaulted. And, you know, some of that stuff never gets found out. Sometimes it does get found out. And so, you know, that's a reason for a woman not to say anything. It's not to lose her livelihood and this and that. But great jobs are few and far between. And, you know, it's hard to walk out of somewhere and go find another job and be able to live the lifestyle that you've been living from that job. Okay? But some people will do that and risk everything and walk out and go find another job, less paying job or whatever, but doesn't have that workplace harassment. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and speak your piece. Give me your comments. You know, women face workplace sexual harassment. Why does it happen? Okay? I know why it happens, but why don't women come forward with it? Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 922. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Austell. And I have an example of reverse sexual harassment. I mean, but like you said, it happened on the job. This guy met this lady at work, and they got married. And next thing you know, she started dating the boss, and you know, right in front of his face. And he had a good job. It was almost a six-figure job, and he was just embarrassed. He never reported it, but I mean, everybody knew what was going on. And he just quit his job and got a job with the city, making like a third of how much he was making.
Wow, what happened with the wife, you know?
Yeah, she ended up I think she did. She married the guy because they had a daughter, and the daughter came to live with the dad because she didn't want to be in the house with the mom and that man. Yeah, they got married. The daughter was like 16, and she left her mom and came to live with her dad.
Wow. So they did get a divorce, and then she married the guy from work.
Right, but it was unbearable for him. He couldn't stay in that same work environment. You know, like you said, not only everybody talking, but it was just like right in his face. So yeah, that was a real unusual circumstance that, you know, and it was, like I said, it was reversed. But it looks like that lady was just trying to, you know, make it in the company because, like I said, she had met him there and then went on from him to somebody else. She'd probably do it again.
Wow. And maybe, you know, maybe he was the stepping stone for her to get to someone else.
Yeah, but like you said, though, the reason a lot of women don't say anything because it's he say, she say, and then, you know, the embarrassment and the stigma that comes with speaking out, and especially, like you said, if they already set the scene, been, you know, going out and having fun together, and then, you know, one night you decide to say that it's not fun anymore, you know, he forced you, which it probably could have happened. You know, consent is supposed to be all the way up until the last, you know, second. No means no, but, you know, in practicality, who knows how that works out.
Right. Well, I appreciate your call, Kimberly.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks. And that's true, guys. You know, when you think about something like that happening, I mean, you know, she had a workplace relationship with a guy, married the guy, and then turned around and went back to work, and had another workplace relationship with his boss while there in the in the company. I mean, that's amazing how, you know, how can you do that? Okay, think about this, and you know, we don't have a lot of time left, but think about this. You're working here, okay, and your wife or your husband, however it is, your wife or your husband, y'all work at the same place, and then you know, you see your wife laughing and joking with one of your bosses or whatever, and the reason I'm saying this is because you know your wife or you know your husband, and you know that body language or whatever, or the facial expression or the face that they use when they're in a space where they really like the company. Y'all know what I'm saying? Or you really like, you know, I know how you are, and I know what your body language is and your facial expression is when you like someone. Okay? Because that same facial expression, that same body language was used on me. I'm your husband, right? So I know, you know, that look, that body language that she has when she's, like, interested or, you know, feeling some type of way. Men have that sense as well. Women have that sense when they know that their man is, you know, he might see a friend, old friend, or a coworker that, you know, that he may haven't seen him in a while, and they hug and, you know, whatever, you know, and it may not be a something hug, but you know that body language, you know that facial expression that they have, and you know, you got a feeling of how they're feeling right now. I don't know if y'all following me on that, but you know, that's exactly, you know, that's how that guy probably felt. Him at work and then being, you know, she just flaunting herself around in front of his counterpart or his boss or whatever you want to call it. And now, you know, she's kind of gravitating toward this guy. Then we got to go home at night. They were probably fighting every night at home, doing this and doing that, talking. And I got to get out of this. You know, you don't trust me, this and that, this and that. Well, you're right. I don't trust you. And so when something like that happens, yeah, you know, you can't, it's hard, especially for a man, to sit there and take what's happening. Y'all know what I'm saying? You can't, a man, it's hard for a man to sit there and accept, you know, that kind of behavior right there in his face. Okay? You can't do it. You just can't do it. So, you know, everyone, as advice to everyone, man and woman, is to accept workplace sexual harassment. Okay? Don't accept it by no means. I mean, someone, you know, someone comes on to you in the office place, you have to be bold and tough and let them know that this is not going to happen. Okay? Now, you said that to me. I'm not going to accept what you said. And if you say something like this again, you know, I'm going to someone who can fix this. All right? And you have to do that. You know, and if it's you know, if you're saying, you know, he's good or whatever, it's going to happen again. And as you continue to let it happen, it's going to get raunchier and raunchier and raunchier. What I mean by that is he's going to start saying stuff that you're like, oh, I can't believe he said that. Okay? And then at that point, it's out of hand. And because you hadn't said anything to anyone, you're feeling bad. You're going home every day feeling bad. You're coming to work today, every day, feeling bad because you didn't say anything. Okay? And that's essentially the problem. So, man, take care of yourselves, ladies. Take care of yourselves, men. Take care of your families. Teach your families. Teach your daughters. Teach your boys. Teach your sons and daughters not to take workplace sexual harassment. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have. This is Frank. I'm over. And I'm out. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. See ya.